Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really want to do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, because, yeah.
If you believe it, yeah, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
All
right. Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look in the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt,
hold on,
don't worry about a name or nobody.
Just
in the hills, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got on our side, yeah. 'Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is a confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us. But oh,
my friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't worry about it, you can dust yourself off.
'Cause some people don't make it on their first try. But if you believe it, yeah,
you can achieve it.
You can achieve it, yeah.
You can have it. Don't worry about a thing
or nobody.
Reach out and claim it. If you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
You just gotta hold on
for nobody.
Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
If you believe it,
just hold on, my sister. Hold on, my brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about a thing
for nobody.
Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Come on.
And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it. Don't worry about it, man.
Come on.
Or nobody.
You can make it, I know you can.
Reach out and claim it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you pray and I doubt, you can.
My brother, my sister,
don't worry about it, man. Or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca, and I'm joined by my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony, and we welcome you to Flowing with the Pastors. Amen. It is a good day to be alive. The Lord is good and worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, He is. God is good. God is good all of the time, and all of the time, God is good. Amen. Amen. I'm praising God. I am praising God today. I pray that you're praising Him right along with me. I don't know what kind of a day that you're having, but I'm having a good day in the Lord. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to bear with me, those of you who normally come into our chat room And also, Pastor Anthony, stay there, honey. Hold on. I'm coming. I'm coming, baby. I'm getting to you. I'm having some problems with the computer. I am having some problems with my computer, but I declare that every problem is being resolved. Every problem is resolved right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that after my computer boots up, that I will be able to move forward and open up my switchboard and my chat room in the name of Jesus. I declare that God's word shall go forward on today. I declare that Pastor Anthony will join me on today because I know that he has a word from the Lord. I know that he has the word of wisdom on his lips. So we are not defeated. Remember that what it looks like is not really what it is. We are not defeated. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about on today, being victorious in Christ Jesus. So are you victorious today? Are you victorious in Christ Jesus today? Are you walking in victory? Are you walking in triumph, as our brother Jason wrote in his book, there's a great book, Triumph in Life. Triumph in Life is the title of his book, A Process for Achieving Your Goals. So are you walking in triumph today? Are you walking in victory today? Amen. Praise God. So bear with me. I'm going to let you know when the chat room is open, and I'll also be able to bring Pastor Anthony on in a few minutes. We're just waiting for my computer to do its thing, to do its thing. How did you like that song by Julius Petty? Julius Petty is a blessing. He is a blessing. That was, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. The name of the title cut is Believe. Just believe. And Julius can be found over at MySpace, myspace.com/Julius Petty. And I'm going to pray. I just want to go ahead and pray while I'm waiting for my computer to do what it's doing right now. I want to go ahead and open in prayer, and then we'll open up the switchboard and open up the phone lines, get Pastor Anthony on here so that you can hear his voice on today. Amen. But we have something great planned for you. We have something great planned for you. Call somebody and let them know that the pastors are on the air, flowing with the pastors. And let them know that it must be powerful because the devil has tried to come against the broadcast on today. So call somebody, email somebody, do whatever you have to do to let people know that we're on the air right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. And we magnify your name on today. God, we thank you, Lord, for this time, this day that you have made, this day that you have created. And we shall rejoice. Oh, yes, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that you have ordained this time for us to come together here on Blog Talk Radio, flowing with the pastors, Real Talk with Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your anointing is on this place. We break every yoke right now in the name of Jesus, and we bind up the strong man trying to come against your plan on this radio broadcast on today in the name of Jesus. We declare victory. We declare that lives will be changed, souls will be saved, eyes will be opened, captives will be set free in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against your people can prosper, God. We declare that when the enemy comes in like a storm, that you raise up a standard against them, Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit raises up a standard against them. So, Lord, we declare that everything that you have planned and ordained for this day shall come to pass. We pray for every listener, God, for every person that participates in this broadcast, Lord. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, and we cover them. We cover them with the blood. We cover their families, their marriages, their finances, God, their places of employment, God, their livelihood, God, their income, God, their money, God, in the name of Jesus. We cover their minds, God, in their faith, God, in the name of Jesus, that declaring that they shall continue to walk by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, we thank you for everybody that will tune in, everybody that listens faithfully, everybody that sows seed to this ministry. We declare, Lord, the blessings of the Lord be upon them in the name of Jesus. We declare the blessings of the Lord be upon every household, upon every life, upon every person's health, God. We declare healing, God, in the name of Jesus, that by your stripes we are healed. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for this time that you have allowed us to come together here on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for your blessings in this place. We thank you, Lord, that you are in control, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We thank you that we're the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom. Oh, yes, we thank you that we are the lender and not the borrower in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are victorious in Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus, that we are not anxious for anything but coming to you in faith, believing that you are in control of all things pertaining to us, God. So we give you this time. We give you our lives. We give you this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We praise God today. We worship the Lord. We magnify his name. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There's none like him. There's none like him. There's none like him. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Oh, we glorify your name, God. We magnify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for blessing your people today, God. We thank you for blessing your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you today. Sometimes you just have to pray, because the attack is great. The attack is great, and sometimes we just have to pray. You know, I rested all day on yesterday, and I came in to do the broadcast on today after being on a very intense phone call where the person that I was talking to got a breakthrough, big time breakthrough, and I'm coming here in the very place that Pastor Anthony and I do ministry 3 days a week for 3 hours or more a week is the very place where the enemy was waiting, and I am still working to get the chat room open. I'm still working to get Pastor Anthony on the air, so hold on, baby, because we're going to get you on the air in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And, you know, we're just going to have to do something. Hallelujah, we're just going to have to do something unconventional, unconventional right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to just keep on moving forward with this broadcast. Amen. Knowing that God is in the midst, knowing that Pastor Emily is standing by, and I'm going to continue to work on opening up the switchboard. And while I do that, I just want to talk to you about overcoming, being an overcomer. You know, right now we're going through some tough times. We are going through some really tough times in our society. The economy does not look good. The stock market has been volleying backwards and forwards, is up one day and down the next. And so much is going on. However, God wants to say to us on today that we should not be alarmed, that we should not be disheartened, that we should not be deceived into believing that what's going on in the economy has to dictate to our circumstances what goes on with us. What God says to us during this time is that he has a great plan for us. He has a plan to prosper us and not to harm us. He has a plan to give us hope for our future. He has a plan to give us the desires of our hearts. He has a plan to provide for our every need. He has a plan to give us peace in the middle of the storm. God has a marvelous plan for his people. And God says in his word that he has never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. And we have to realize that God's got us covered. You know, no matter what it looks like, some of you are getting your statements in the mail, you're getting your 401k statements, you're getting your bank statements, and you're getting your paychecks. And you are looking at what's printed on that piece of paper, and you're feeling disheartened about that. But God wants you not to be disheartened. He doesn't want you to grow faint of heart. He does not want you to look at the evidence that's being presented to you by this world and take it as concrete. See, the things that are seen, remember, the Bible tells us that the things that we can see are temporal. They're temporary. But the things that we cannot see are eternal. So what we have to do is focus on not what we can see, but we have to focus on those things that we cannot see. We have to focus on faith. Yes, we have to focus on faith, those things that we believe by faith. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what we have to realize is that our faith really is in not what we can see, but our faith is in what we cannot see. Let me say that again, because I was looking at the computer. Our faith is not in what we can see, but our faith actually is in what we cannot see. See, I can see what's going on in the world. I can see what's going on in the economy. I can see what's going on in the news. But according to Scripture, that's not where my faith is. My faith is in the things that I cannot see. My faith is in not only the things that I cannot see, but more so in the God that I cannot see. You know, and I often tell people, if you can believe in a God that you cannot see, Hebrews also said that we must believe in God. It says if we expect to please God, we must believe that he exists. Because if we don't believe, without faith, it tells us, it's impossible to please God. Without faith in God, it's impossible to please God. So we must first believe that God exists. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we must move forward in that faith. We must believe that God's working everything out. Did you hear what I said? We must believe that God is working everything out. And if Pastor Emily could be heard, you would hear him saying, hallelujah. Amen. Just like God is working everything out with my computer, and very shortly you will hear the voice of Pastor Anthony, you have to believe that God is working things out with your marriage. And very shortly you will have peace in your marriage. You have to believe that God is working things out with your money. And very soon you will have more than enough money to meet your needs, because God is El Shaddai, the Almighty One, the God of more than enough, the God of abundant life. You have to believe that God is a healer, and you have to believe that very, very soon you will receive the manifestation of your healing. See, often we receive what we believe. See, if we can get it past our head into our hearts, then we can receive the manifestation of what we believe in our hearts. So we have to get it past our heads, past being head knowledge. I just believe in my head. I don't really know if I believe it enough in my heart. I have a mustard seed faith. I believe it in my head because this is what I've learned in church. This is what I read in my Bible. This is what I heard the preacher say. So I have gotten it in my head to the point that I believe it in my head. But God wants to take it to another dimension, and he wants to have you believe it in your heart. To say, not only do I believe it in my head that God is real, not only do I believe in my head that the word is true, but I believe in my heart that God is real, and I believe in my heart that his word is true. I believe in my heart that God's going to do what he says he's going to do in my life, and that I'm going to receive the manifestation of those things that I believe. I believe this. I believe this has to be your confession. I believe God. I believe his word. I believe that God's word is true for my life. I believe that everything is really going to be all right. I believe that I don't have to be afraid of what I see. I just have to believe God. And I have to keep my eyes stayed on God. I have to keep believing those things that have already been put forth into motion for my life in heaven. So often we pray the prayer, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I challenge you today, Pastor Anthony and I, we challenge you today to let that be your daily confession. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let that be your daily confession. Father, oh Father, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you can let that be your daily confession, I guarantee you that God will not fail you. And you will see the manifestation of his word coming to fruition in your life. Amen? Amen. And let Pastor Anthony say amen.
Amen to that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If we can believe, because the devil in the chat room is open. See, the devil wants us to go by what we see and quit. But you saw what happened with the broadcast on today. I could not get into my switchboard. My computer wasn't acting right, but I was not going to confess I can't get into my switchboard. What did I do? I confessed that very shortly you would hear the words, the voice of Pastor Anthony, and Pastor Anthony is on the air with us. God bless you, honey.
God bless you. I am so on fire about what you were just ministering to the people of God and myself. And it's amazing because my prayer this morning, and I wrote it down in my notes. I said, God, help me to say, and I emphasize say, what I believe and not what I see. God, help me to say what I believe and not what I see. And that is my prayer for the people of God today, that God would help you say what you believe and not what you see. My wife and I were talking yesterday about speaking life, and you got to get to the place where you speak life. If you see a dead situation anywhere in your facility, anywhere around you, you speak life into that dead situation and allow God. It says we were made in his image. God spoke and it was.
Yes.
And when we speak, our words are powerful. You know, Pastor Rebecca, I just sometimes get mad at the enemy.
Yeah,
and I want the people to get mad at the enemy. I'm thinking about the life of David when the Amalekites attacked Ziklag, and they took the wives and the children and the spoils and everything. And David offered a sacrifice and went to God and said, should I pursue them and get my stuff back? And the Lord said, pursue. And we need to just take our orders from God Almighty, because Pastor Rebecca and I are going through something right now, even in our personal lives and ministry, that the devil, people, your enemy, sees your future and they get frustrated because they can't do nothing about it. They can't do nothing about your future. Only you can stop you. And God is saying to you and I today, don't let no distraction, don't let no failure, don't let no disappointment in people get you off course to where I'm taking you. So that doubt and fear and that second guessing that tries to come into our spirit sometimes, that's of the enemy. People, God, hold fast to what Pastor Rebecca just talked about, God's kingdom being done on this earth as it is in heaven. If God gave you that vision, if he spoke to your spirit, if God is ministering to you as you pray and meditate on his word, allow that to be the final authority in your decision-making as you pursue the things of God. And I'm just so fired up by what you were just sharing on the early part of this broadcast.
Yeah, because you can't believe what you see. You can't believe what you see. You have to believe what God says. You cannot believe what you see. You have to believe what God says. And in order to know what God says, we have to get in the Word. We have to constantly be in the Word of God, meditating on that Word day and night, which means that you constantly are getting your Word in to your spirit so that when times are hard, that Word is the only thing that's coming out of your spirit. See, you have to make sure that you are so rooted and grounded in the Word of God that the Word of God is rooted and grounded in you so that when you come up against adversity, now you can lay, when you lay down to sleep, you're not tossing and turning saying, oh, what am I going to do about this situation? What you're doing now is meditating on the Word that you've been gobbling up all day and all night, and you're meditating on that Word, and that Word is giving you sweet, sweet slumber. Because now you can trust in the Lord, knowing that His Word is true, and it won't come back to Him void, and you know that God's going to do what God said He was going to do. Amen?
Amen.
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 The chat
Praise
room is
God.
Open. God bless you, Jason. God bless you, Dana Neal. God bless you. I believe we have a caller, Pastor Amity. I want to give you a moment to make another comment before I take a call because I know you have something burning in your spirit.
I have something burning in my spirit. You're so right. You know, the Lord told me, you wrote a book, I don't know, I think it was last summer, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. You know, sometimes when sometimes the brothers come out of being incarcerated for a season, sometimes they come out buffed up or pumped up because while they're behind bars, sometimes they can lift weights, an abundance amount of weights, and they all built and pumped up. And as you ministered the Word of God, I thought about doing some prayer push-ups.
Mm.
I thought about doing some bench press with praise. And I thought about being on a treadmill just working the Word. And that's what we got to do. We got to pump up the power to get the life we want. When the enemy comes at you like a flood, begin to work the Word. Begin to put your faith into action. Begin to practice what you preach and allow God's Word to increase your faith. Because the enemy, it tries to deceive you in thinking that God is with you. But if God be for you, who possibly can be against you? And it's not about stuff. It's not about accumulating success, because success is what you attract by who you become. Success is not what you become, it's who you're becoming in the process. So work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling, but allow God to deal with your enemy. We are not to strike back at those in the natural who are coming against us. We are to just lead our battle to God and let God fight our battles for us. You just need to work the Word, meditate and soak yourself in prayer, and just trust God that He will do what He said He's going to do. So, Pastor Rebecca, God told me to read your book again because not only am I self-motivated, but it's just some powerful anecdotes in your book that I remember, and I'm quoting some of it today. Because we, people of God, it's not time to lose wind in yourself. It's not time to retreat. It's time to attack. So God is saying to us to be on the front line and fight the good fight of faith. And you can see I'm on fire today. Because the enemy has thrown his best shot at us, and it has not prevailed. Think it not strange, the fiery darts that's coming at you, beloved, because it's part of the process that God has to take us all through.
Think it not strange when you come up against fiery trials. You know, Pastor Emily, I thank you so much for talking about Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, because
we got to pump it up.
When I released that book, my God, and that's a powerful book because when I released it last year, 3 days after my book launch party, my sister went home to be with the Lord, and that thing threw me for a loop, you know, and for a while, I didn't even promote this book because I was so discouraged at what happened 3 days after the book launch party, but she wrote me a letter before she laid down to go home to be with the Lord, and she said, Becky, she said, you know what you want. She said, I'm tired. I'm sick. And she said, I'm sick in my body, and I'm tired, and I have so much pain. She said, and I have prayed and asked the Father to take me home. She said, but you keep going. She said, I fought the good fight of faith, and now I'm going to my mansion, which has been prepared for me in heaven. She said, but you keep going. You keep preaching this word. You keep doing what God has called you to do. And for a while, I just said, you know what? I'm not doing it. I was doing it, but in my mind I was saying, how dare she write me a letter and leave me and tell me to keep going and she didn't keep going. But see, she knew her time was finished. She knew that she had fought her own fight and that her fight was over. But she was encouraging me, being my corner person, to say, you keep fighting, you keep punching, you keep kicking, you keep praising, you keep praying, you keep preaching. And she was saying, you keep moving forward because your fight is not over. And that's what I'm here to tell you on today. You keep pushing. You keep moving forward. Your fight is not over. Each and every one of us has an individual fight that we have to fight for the Lord. And he'll tell us when our time is up. He'll tell us when it's round 10, the end of round 10, and it's time for the victory bell for us to meet him and get our crown. But until then, we can't quit. We can't get tired. We can't get frustrated. We can't give up. We have to keep fighting. So now I have come back out fighting, and I am endorsing the book again, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. And I'm teaching from that on Wednesdays right here on blogtalkradio.com/Bible Talk. So I encourage people to tune in on Wednesdays to our accountability book. And I'm going to keep pushing forward, and I want you to keep pushing forward also. Which brings me to another thing. I read a book last night. I talked about it a little bit earlier in the process. I read a book called Triumph in Life. Triumph in Life. And this is a very powerful little book. It's a powerful big book. I said little book because it's a fast read, but it is so powerful. It's a big book. And the author is Jason Lumpkin. He's in our chat room right now, Pastor Anthony. Jason Lumpkin is
Amen.
In our chat room, ATL Jason. And I supported his ministry, and I purchased his book and his wife also. Cindy Lumpkin has a book called Destined for Success. And I haven't read her book yet, but I read Jason's book at about 1 o'clock this morning when I should have been sleeping, but the Lord just drew me to this book. And this book has so many powerful nuggets in it. I want to interview him and his wife, because you and your wife, Jason, remind me of my husband and myself. You are a dynamic duo. You know, Evangelist Luciano calls us the dynamic duo, but this is another dynamic duo for the kingdom of God. And this book has scripture in it, and it has powerful tools of preparation for success. It walks you through this process for achieving your goals. So that's another book that I recommend today. The title of the book, again, is Triumph in Life, A Process for Achieving Your Goals, and the author is Jason Lumpkin. And his website, before we move forward, I want to give you Jason and Cindy's website. It's www.triumphinlife.com. www.triumphinlife.com. And I want to tell you to go visit his website, because you're going to be blessed. Both of these books, only $20 for these two books. You will be blessed. Amen. And my book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, you can pick up at dpc-books.com, dpc-books.com, or nccmonline.org, and buy our book. My book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. There are a lot of other books over there, but today we want you to get this book, because you're going to need this book for these times that we're living in right now. But your Bible is the main book. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. You know, the Bible, Jesus himself said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And I thank God for my brother and his wife being right there on the front line trying to do what God has called them to do.
Yes.
So it's just an awesome thing. I'm going to read both books as well, because as my wife just said, we need to be inspired in this hour. I mean, you just look around, it's coming downhill what's going on with our U.S. economy. But fret not, because God has us covered. I mean,
yes.
Psalms 91 tells us, Psalms 91, he got us under his wing. You're under the shelter of the Almighty. What better shelter can they be than to be under the shelter of the Almighty? So I'm just so glad he made room for me in his shelter. And I pray that you're glad that you're under his mighty wing as well.
Yes. and you're going to go through something. You know, what we never want to do is be a pie in the sky ministry. You know, Pastor Anthony and I, we are exhorters. We come and we exhort, we encourage, we edify, we educate, we emancipate, we evangelize. You know, we do all of that. We want to make sure that you know that you are going to go through something. That's why we're exhorting you, because the battle is coming, but the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's, and the Lord has equipped you with everything that you need to beat, to win the battle, with everything that you need not to be defeated. So what we're doing is we're strengthening you. We're giving you power pellets to say, you know what? You can make it. You can make it. You are not defeated. You are not on the bottom. You are the top. You are somebody. You are not to be treated like the bottom of somebody's shoe. You don't have to lay down and let the devil walk all over you. You don't have to take the nonsense that's handed down to you from people that don't know enough about you and don't care enough about you to respect you and honor you for who you are. What you need to do is know what God says about you and know what God says that you can do, know what God says that you can have. And again, what I said at the beginning of the broadcast, don't look at life and decide that that's what it's going to be, because what it looks like is not necessarily what it is. Amen. And you can step above your circumstances and step into God's heavenly plan for your life here on this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, our caller is back. I want to welcome Lalisa Firestarter to the chat room. And you want to take a call, Pastor Anthony?
Yes, we're halfway through the program. Let's take a call, absolutely.
I also want to welcome our brother to be enlightened to the chat room. And we are just so blessed to be in the midst of great people who are on fire and on purpose for God. It's just a blessing. Pastor, will you go ahead and welcome our guest to the broadcast?
Yes, caller, we're excited to hear from you today, and thank you for taking the time out to be a part of such an awesome broadcast, and we would like to hear from you. What's going on?
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Evangelist Luciano. I've been meaning to call you. It's good to hear from you.
Same here. Same here. I came a little earlier, and I saw that your chat was not on, so I said, let me try to hear you by the phone.
Amen. 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 Well, we are here, and like I said, we are talking today just encouraging ourselves and the people of God to keep fighting a good fight of faith. Paul said, I ran my race, and he talked to Timothy. And God is telling you and I today to run our race, stay in our lane, and allow us to finish well. We all are going to finish well, and I'm just excited about the journey that God has us on.
Amen, amen. I agree with you, and I'm waiting for – I'm waiting for the curtain to be open and God to be revealed in His Majesty. You know, as a man of God that study God's Word, you know that we are just waiting for the curtain to be open. And what I'm saying by that is the coming of the Lord. The Bible says that, you know, that when you see these things, He said, you know, lift your head up because your redemption is near.
Mm.
And you know, right now, you know, what's happening now, and somebody was telling me that they've been having a meeting, closed meeting, that they are not talking about, the government, and I believe, you know, that they are preparing for the one world order, and a lot of things are happening that they are not telling us as, you know, as a citizen, you know, and a lot of things are being hidden, and I think they're preparing the Antichrist to come to bring peace. And we are living, and I mean, I feel this in my spirit, we are living in the last days, you know, and I'm so happy because I will be alive to see this to happen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, that as you were speaking, you know, there's just a rejoicing in my spirit also. I love the fact that you said that you're so happy, you know, because the Bible tells us that all Christians should look forward to the day when Jesus Christ comes back, you know, when he cracks open the sky, you know, when he comes on the cloud. You know, we need to know that our future is bright. You know, our tomorrow is better, is brighter than our today, you know, and I thank God for a teaching that lets us know even today, the Bible teaches us even now to rejoice in the Lord always. And Paul says in Philippians 4:4, he says, and again I say rejoice. You know, because the thing about it is there are a lot of Christians who will hear what you just said about the end times and the one world order, and they will get discouraged, you know, because it can be kind of scary if we look only on the surface of things. If we look at what's going on, which is you're right in line with what we're talking about today, if we look at what's going on in the government, I was dropping my daughter off to school today, and I heard them say that they're talking about, President Bush is talking about another bailout, but this time for Wall Street. You know, and I don't care how much money they throw into the mortgage industry, how much money they throw into Wall Street, how much money they throw into the banks. There's only one bailout, and his name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, hallelujah. There is only one bailout, and his name is Jesus. And as long as this world continues to look to man to bail them out, this world is going to continue to get more of the same, distress and dismay. I mean, what we have to realize is that all who have not accepted Jesus Christ, all who have rejected Jesus, are still living under the curse. So how can we expect blessings when the majority of the people are living under the curse? But those of us who have received Jesus, we are blessed. We are the blessed of the Lord, and we shall say so. We are the redeemed of the Lord, and we shall stand boldly and declare it. And when people look at us, they see that we are different. They know that we are different. They see that we're not perturbed by what's going on in this world system. Because we don't live according to this world system. So I thank God, yes, Pastor Emily and I have a house. We have a mortgage. Yes, there are times when we have to trust God for our mortgage. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it's the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Yes, we have a credit card. Yes, we have one family, one income family where my husband still works. And the Lord, we have a three income because we both work for the Lord. And guess what? He said the workman is worthy of his wages. So we know that all of us work for the Lord. So as long as we're working for the Lord, God's going to pay us. So we don't have to worry about where the money's going to come from to pay the bills. You know, even though we can't see it, we still have faith to believe it. And that's all we're talking about on today. Don't let your heart grow faint by what you see. Jeremiah said, my heart grew faint within me. And that's all we're trying to tell the people today. Don't let your heart go faint. Be alert, yes, because the devil is roaring. He is. The enemy is prowling. He's roaring like a roaring lion. But there's always a but. I love God because there's always a but. There's always a but. But God. But God. But God. But God. And evangelist, I thank you for your faithfulness. You know. Pastor Anthony and I love you. And he's been calling us, evangelist has been calling us, and he's been persistent. That's what we have to do. We have to be persistent with God. And he knows that one day we're going to answer that call pretty soon.
You know, you're going to
get us on the main line.
Yeah, it's amazing you see that. We joke, but, you know, the spirit of offense is a dangerous thing. And this is our brother who we are divinely connected with in the spirit realm. And he realized the busyness of our day. And just as I said on this, you know, public broadcast, we were meaning to get back to him, and our plate has been so full. But as you both just talked about, you know, God says clearly in his Bible, as you see the day approaching, that is the time to assemble one another. Mm. And even as we talk about running your race and accomplishing goals and dreams, we're not just talking about the accumulation of stuff. As my wife said, you got to make money. You got to pay your bills. You need a livelihood. We do that, and we sit back and wait for the day of the coming of the Lord. So it's not time And that's why on this show, you know, if you're there and you see this prosperity movement still being hammered home, it is the time to not leave your family when pressure comes against you and your wife and your household. It's not time to bail out and go enjoy, you know, the pleasures of the day. It's not time to go down the wrong path in this hour. It's time to buckle up, stand firm, and stand on what you know to be true of God. So we will never dance around this issue called sin. We would never say that God is a God of grace and mercy and you can just live the way you want to live. He is a God of judgment. And that's for you. That's for my mama. That's for my children.
That's for
the saints that I love. That's for everybody. He is a God of judgment. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it bothers me that some men and women of God will never even touch the word, the three-letter word. And you who are on this line on a regular basis are the front runners that God is going to use in this hour. So you keep ministering to your family, ministering to your loved ones, all this same-sex mess out here, all this stuff coming down the pike. Yes, it's going to be one world order. The internet, all this stuff that has happened, all this global talk is real. We're all going towards something.
Wow.
So we need to open our spiritual eyes and recognize that God still has us covered.
Yeah.
God,
wow. Lalisa says, Firestarter in the chat room says that many Christians are not understanding what is happening during this time of bailouts, etc. She says many of them have laid up their treasures on earth and not in heaven, as we have been directed to do. So we have to lay up, Pastor Emily, that just goes with what you were saying, that we have to lay up our treasures in heaven. You know, a lot of people hear us on a weekly basis, and they say those two people, they can't be for real because they seem to be so optimistic, and they always seem to be, you know, so spiritual. And the thing about it is that we have to choose to be spiritual.
Go ahead. It's a choice.
We have to choose to be optimistic about God. We have to choose to be hopeful that God will do what he said he would do. We have to choose to hope for the best from God, the hope that he will make his word manifest in our lives, to know that he is not a man that he should lie. We choose this path because this is the path that leads to life. The other path, if we choose to dwell on the negativity that's surrounding us on a daily basis, if we choose to believe the lies that the devil is putting in front of us pertaining to our future, if we choose to lay down and quit and not fulfill the purpose on our lives, then we have chosen to take the path that leads to death. But how dare we, when Jesus died so that we could have life and Zoe, that life more abundantly, Zoe life, the good life, a fulfilled life, an empowered life. How can we choose anything else when blood has been shed by Jesus Christ so that we can have the best kind of life? So we choose this. We could go the other way. It would be easy for us to fight each other when the finances get tight. It could be easy for me to lash out at him when he does not give me my way. And contrary to popular belief, he does not always give me my way. He used to in the beginning when he was scared of me, but but he's not scared of me anymore. He has no fear of man, only a fear of God. And because he has a fear of God, he has to take his rightful place and be the man and be the head. So being the head, he can't cow down to his wife when I can't wear the pants in this relationship. You know, he lets me lead, but he lets me lead sometimes because he knows where I'm gifted. Like, I have the switchboard on this broadcast, so he lets me lead here. You know, when I'm preaching on Sundays in our church, he lets me lead, but he allows that. I don't usurp his authority. So what we're saying is, when you live the word, you have to choose to live the whole word of God. That's where your power is. Your power is in your submission to the whole word of God. Other than that, you're just a clanging cymbal. You're not really walking in perfect love which casts out fear. Perfect love says, I'm going to obey God. And so that I'm not just making noise. I'm not just talking loud and saying nothing. Now you have an anointing because of your obedience, because of your submission. And that's where we get our anointing. It's not because we pray 10 hours a day or because we, you know, whatever, because we do anything. It's just because God honors obedience. Amen. And he honors submission to his word and to his authority that's been established through Jesus Christ. So, you know, Evangelist Luciana, you still with us?
Yes, woman of God.
Amen. Praise God. So I don't know if you had any more that you wanted to add.
No. It's just, I'm just very excited because I'm like you know, I don't know what to do. I'm just like, you know, how could I express it is, if any of you guys ever went to a movie theater and before you go in. You'll have the main attraction, like a preview of the movie before you actually watch the movie. So it's almost like an expectation. So before you actually watch the movie, it'll tell you briefly about the movie. So now you already got a glimpse of the movie. So now you're sitting down with patience and waiting for that curtain to open up. And that's the way I am right now, woman of God. I saw a preview. I saw a glimpse. Now I'm waiting for the curtain to be open.
Wow.
And then that's how I feel right now, that this itself is a motivation factor in my life now more than ever before to let people know, get ready, the king is coming.
Ah. Oof.
And that is powerful. It says he... You know, he calls some to be evangelists, and Evangelist Luciano, again, as he ministers the word of God, just trying to win souls over for Christ in these last days, and it truly is the last days. It's just so awesome that he has that spirit and that fervor and that kind of zeal for the things of God. And again, God is raising up an army that are going to serve him in spirit and in truth. And I just so inspired, as he said, he sits back and wait in anticipation. And Pastor Rebecca, you just told us all today, and I reiterate, it is not time to panic. It is not time to stop going to church if you're in a word-based, real, good church, good ministry. It is not time to forfeit on your ministry gifts. It is time to really stir up the gift of God which is in you and allow God to work through you, and he will accomplish his goal through your life in this earth. So I just thank God for the opportunities that's afforded to each and every one of us. When you write that book, when you get revelation, when you step out and really try to minister, our goal has been one soul, one sermon, one book at a time, and we will keep that. Even though God keeps showing us where our ministry is headed, we recognize it's one life at a time because somebody took the time for me and somebody took the time for each and every one of us. So I thank God to whom much is given, much is required. So it's just so awesome that God is going to use us in a mighty way. And trust me, people of God, the true worshipers are being raised up. And that's why you cannot look at what you see, all these statistics, church attendance is down, and people are bailing out from the things of God, and Christians are not real. Everybody's a hypocrite. We are not all going to be thrown out with the bathwater. You have some real people with real fervor for God who are still in the earth. So I don't go by my brother or sister who's faking a funk. I go by the people like the ones that's on this line. I go by some of y'all whose book I have read. So I go by those who are really walking for Jesus. And you guys are an inspiration to us, even though we inspire you, that thing comes back. The law of reciprocity is a real thing.
Yeah, and in this last 7 minutes, I don't know if we opened up the phone lines, but you can call 646-652-4832. To be enlightened in the chat room says that millions are operating out of a place of fear, working 70 to 80 hours a week out of fear of losing job or income. They're spending less time with family and raising their kids out of fear of loss, hoarding food instead of sharing, and operating out of the flesh instead of walking in the spirit. And that's why we're here just speaking so loudly today, saying, don't be dismayed. Don't let your heart grow faint within you. See, even that word bailout is a subliminal message of fear. Bailout. You know, and so, like Pastor said, so many are bailing out on the spiritual things and going, and like to be enlightened was saying, they're going into the flesh now. And fear is in of the flesh. You know, anxiety is of the flesh. You know, so we have to be very careful of that we're not getting frustrated, which is, again, of the flesh. We have to stay in the spirit, which means that we don't gratify the desires of the flesh, the lust of the flesh. To be enlightened also says that the church has been collecting tithes for years now. We shall see how charitable they shall be towards those in need, for the rain is falling. And to be enlightened, I agree that the church has been collecting tithes, but I also would like to believe that the church has been using those tithes to take care of the poor and to continue to keep the house of the Lord operating and to continue to make sure that the gospel is preached to all of the nations. And I believe that if the poor would come into the church, they would be enlightened in spirit and in their physical needs being met. So I believe that God is a God that has established the church to meet the needs of the people, and the real church will stand up and be that church that God has established in heaven to manifest on earth. So I believe in the church, and I believe that the church is going to do what the church needs to do, but the poor have to come. The poor have to come because many are chosen, but few are called, and a lot who are called just don't come, you know. So it's time for us to be spiritually enlightened as well as our physical needs being met. And that's what I was saying earlier, that America really has to receive Jesus for this season, because that's the bailout right there. Because the church can feed the poor, and the poor will still be poor in spirit. So it's a full concept that God wants the people to get during this time. Because the thing about it is, now it's a matter of heaven or hell. We don't say that word hell too often, but it really is a matter of heaven and hell, and God does not want that anyone should perish during these times. And as you heard Evangelist Luciano say, we're in the end times, and people are going to have to get saved. They really are going to have to receive Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior for this season that we are living in. It's not enough to feed the body now. We really need to begin to feed the flesh. Amen? And we only have 3 minutes. So, Pastor Anthony, in his last 3 minutes.
No, you're absolutely right. Jesus said, I came for the poor, but that's not necessarily meaning dollars and cents. You know, again, God will take us. He gives us the ability to get wealth. But it's one of those things, as you just said, it's about salvation. It's about saving your soul. It's about receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whomever shall believe in him shall never perish. So for those of us who are real Christians and really have received him as Lord and Savior, we will never perish.
Yes.
So again, we are pilgrims. When you look at it that way, pilgrims passing through this earth, it will encourage your spirit.
Yes.
Because everything that we see is temporal. Everything
yes.
we are a part of today is temporary. So it is not time to just hold on to this world. Wear this world as a loose garment, but again, do the work of the day. Jesus said, why worry about tomorrow? Has enough worries of his own. Today is sufficient enough.
Right.
So just like we're doing this broadcast, this is a part of what our duties are for this day. God has told you to do something specifically today that will allow you to go forth through and with the word of God. So I'm just so blessed. Go ahead.
We have a caller. We only have 3 minutes. Let me put this caller on the air. Area code 908, you're on the air. Welcome to Flowing with the Pastors.
Oh, God bless you, pastors and evangelists and everyone else listening in and on the line. This is Lil Lisa. I was kicked out of the chat room. It just told me that my time had expired.
Oh, God bless you. So you had to call in this last minute. What do you have to say about all of this?
Well, you know, one thing is just, you know, wonderful to be able to be with people of like mind that love the Lord, that have a purpose, know their calling, know they have a high calling in Christ, know we got to press forward no matter what. And there's something about the economy I wanted to say is that there has always been a segment of the population here in America even that has been under a bailout kind of economy. You know, so for some of us, this is nothing new to have gas prices soaring, to have people losing their homes and things like that. And so we do what we always do. We rely on the Lord.
Amen.
And we know that God, you know, God has been taking care of families for years and years and years. And so they can't scare us with all of their gloom and doom. We understand it is gloom and doom. No doubt, if that's where your treasures are, is in your money, and you've put it in those various big companies and major bank institutions and oil and energy organizations, wonderful, that's fine, because God did tell us to invest, and he did tell us to make a profit, but I believe he had a purpose for that profit, and many have done that, and some haven't. But nonetheless, there are many, many people who have never, ever had the opportunities to get the kind of jobs and the education that many of us have been afforded, yet they still love the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And praise God. And I want to thank everybody for coming in this last 30 seconds. God bless you all. And I also want to say that, listen, each individual Christian, you are the church. You are the church. So you're going to have to take your resources also and make a difference for those who are less fortunate. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you on next Tuesday right here on Flowing with the Pastors. God bless you all.
God bless.